Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on June 3rd and 28, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the United States mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. A warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from ASEAN expected to sue the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in the region. At the same time, they hope to protect their own ties with Pyongyang. Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine Foreign Ministry spokesperson declined to make a U.S. connection. The Latin American trade bloc Mercosur has suspended Venezuela's membership. Came just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The assembly is made up of more than 530 members, most of whom are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. They are expected to rewrite the country's constitution in order to cede more power to Maduro. 4 months of anti-government protests have left 120 dead. This is VOA News. U.S. military says it has called off the search for three Marines who were missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's east coast. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. Aircraft had been launched from an American assault ship and was involved in routine operations when it crashed. The aircraft was still in Australia after completing a joint U.S.-Australian military exercise 2 weeks ago. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation says an explosion in a mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. A VOA reporter at the mosque said that the police had cordoned off the area and fire damage was visible on the building. A number of people from other faiths gathered to show their solidarity with Muslims in Bloomington. Asad Zaman is of the American Muslim group in Minnesota. He spoke to the gathering.
Hate is not okay. We need a better America. We need an America where people are safe with their neighbors.
National Council on American-Islamic Relations said attacks against Islamic institutions in the United States nearly doubled in the first half of 2017 compared to a year earlier. Overcrowding at some of Southern Europe's biggest holiday destinations has caused some to be angry about tourism this summer, with residents of cities from Barcelona to Venice staging protests. We get that story now from Reuters' Alex Byrne.
Major holiday hubs in southern Europe are being overrun with tourists, and residents say they've had enough. Overcrowding in some of the top hotspots this summer is fueling an angry backlash from locals. Across Italy to Croatia and Spain, a sharp rise in tourism is making life unbearable for those who call it home. Foreign visitors to Florence and Venice have surged almost 32% since 2009. Venetians have staged several demonstrations calling for better management of tourist arrivals to the floating city. Rome is considering limiting visitor numbers to parts of the Eternal City. The popular Croatian port of Dubrovnik sees more than 5,000 cruise ship passengers flock to the city, and Barcelona is set to introduce a new tourism tax. Residents who live in these holiday hubs are calling for further protective action. They say they don't want the cities to lose their identities, the very identity that attracts tourists to the area in the first place.
That is Reuters' Alex Bourne reporting. You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Are you ready for 55 minutes of nonstop music and music news? It's a fast-paced show today, so hold on to your seats. Nigeria, Mali, Uganda, South Africa, Ghana, DRC, Kenya, Cameroon, and Tanzania, you're all representing today. My special guest this week is Koko Kanyinda, one of the surviving first-generation Congolese rumba musicians from Kinshasa. We'll meet him at the bottom of the hour from London, courtesy of Phil Odidi, and hear a sample of his new album, Boko Bakata. All this and more right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. To kick things off, here's Awa Busim, a new voice from Burkina Faso. Everybody, that was Awa Busim with Koregore Radio Edit, track 3 of her 2017 CD release called Mingoreza. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Yemi Alade's next with Kom Kom, featuring Flavor.
Hey! And we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So here's Songoy Blues, one of the hottest young Malian bands to come out of the north in recent times. The song is Dabari, track 7 from their 2017 album, Resistance. right. That was Songhai Blues. Now, Songhai Blues is coming to America in September and October, and they've promised to stop in for a session with me right here at VOA headquarters in Washington. So you'll be hearing more from them in the near future. I'm Heather. This is Music Time in Africa. Let's slow it down now and slip into this gorgeous ballad from Uganda. Here's Rema with Banyabo.
Azukuka mko kakera nyo mama Akola kwa nyo Alino kula birida abato Abato school fizo kusoma nevitabo Olusi tebalina Kane chokulio kuchifuna baguba Tetenka ya 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 Iben sura kone biokulia Omuchara Basirika Baguma Banyigiriziwa Ne bakola Independent woman African woman Omuchara Singa si muchara Ngaliruto akabanga kawanvu ku hospital yale sirinya wota zirina natambula wo sina chinja azalide kukuo ate wali ayamba naguma yenyabo naguma nagumira bichi olugendo lw'okukuza omwana ngaluwa
in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays awesome. At 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello everybody. Turning to the singular sound now of South African Kwaito. Here's Bongekile Simelani, a.k.a. Babes Wodumo, and featuring Mampicha. This tune was a mega hit in 2016, and I was looking at the comments on YouTube and laughed out loud at this one. A certain Filani Tobelani Mpatha wrote, "My neighbors love this song. They threw a brick through my window so they could hear it better."
Music Time in Africa.
Forget to say.
Do you have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
Out of Toronto, Canada, Okavango African Orchestra has emerged as an award-winning diaspora group. 12 instruments, 10 languages, and 7 countries strong, the group says it's on a journey to an Africa without borders. Here's track one, called Bilan. The composer is Nud Kushin Mohammed, and the language is Somali. The song is about a man who dreams of pursuing a beautiful girl named Bilan, and yet he's unable to win her love. This is explained in a Somali parable that likens an elephant wandering in the middle of the night looking for grass to eat, but failing to find any. But you know what? That elephant keeps on looking. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell, your host. In just a few minutes, we're going to meet today's feature artist, Coco Kanyinda. But first, Wolashi with Nuketa. Ah, those gold diggers.
Look at, look at, in care what my love, baby. They kill me inside. This bed driving me crazy. I be gross, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig her. So, but I turn to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure. So, look at, look at, in care what my love, baby. They kill me inside. This bed driving me crazy. I be gross, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig her. So, but I turn to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure, so. Basta! Money's got they want money. Like we vomit the money. Sometimes please ask your father. Cause we too, we they tired. Make a cook, make you try. Make you shit, make a flow. Make a look, make a talk. Drop the cash, then you touch. She know they cook, but she they chop pass. Your next pay be your next task. You better pay or you bypass. You can't say you go bypass. Cause he has grace, you go die time. She they smell cash, she they hear cash. If you broke Charlie, man, you can't touch. Your whole life, so you take that. Your kid in school fees, you take that. Don't sign no check, she wants cash, though. No, she want cash, everything she sees me just cash, though. No, she want cash. Your next pay be your next task. You better pay or you bypass. You can't say you go bypass. Cause he has grace, you go die task.
Hey, hey, this is Teta and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Quick news flash. Ketable Music is a record label, video production facility, and recording studio in Nairobi, Kenya. Well, after a long toil of 6 years, they finally launched their new book. It's called Shades of Benga, and it is gorgeous. I saw some previews of the book last year when I was in Nairobi. So congratulations, Ketable. And now, here's Bill Odidi presenting our feature artist this week, Koko Kanyinda.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa. Usually I'm reporting from Nairobi, but today I've come to a warm summer's day in London in the UK to meet one of the giants of African music. He's played in various capitals around Africa. He's originally from Congo, but he's now based here in the UK. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself.
Bongo, 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 na kopelela. Na bolingo ba pesa kamotema boyete. Ul trouble na lamuru, bongo mama. Yabaka bata pembeni, bakomi tunaka. Baliki ba ye bantina yalibala na biso. Bakomi tunaka, ndenge nini tolinga na ki. Bongo ye 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 ye, bongo mama. Uwe ye ya.
My name is Koko Kanyinda, or Koko Mukala Kanyinda, coxswain. I live in London, I work in London, but I work all over Europe, the whole continent.
What made you move to the UK?
I just come here because of long stories. I was married here and then I came stuck in here. So I can go back home now. This is my home at the moment.
Give us a little bit about your history.
I'm original from Congo, Kinshasa. Yeah, I lived in Kinshasa, and then I lived in Nairobi. As you know, I'm of the band Mangelepa. I'm the form of the Mangelepa. I played with Virunga, Starlight, everywhere. And I traveled all over Africa, and now I'm in Europe.
Okay, it's good to be speaking to you on Music Time in Africa, Coco. You're a famous drummer. You also play the djembe. You're an all-round musician, are you?
That's when they say in French, l'expérience m'a rendu sage. It means that I am the conga player from the first generation of the Congolese music. And then now I'm a singer. I sing and I lead the band called the Congo Star.
I want you to introduce one of the new songs that you've just released.
I got a new album called Boko Pakata. It means, it's an expression, means people are going to run away because the music is so nice and cool. I got one song now, Onoi Ensemble, Togetherness. It's about all Africa, we're together. That's the song which now on the market is coming to be released in Nairobi soon.
Attention, mes amis! Ça, c'est 12,600 volts! This is togetherness.
I'm Bilo Didi and I'm speaking to Coco Kanyinda, the band leader and the founder of the Congo All Stars. You just had his new song, Togetherness, and speaking to him, he's based here in the UK. Now you have this band which is known as the Congo All Stars. Who is in the band? Is it Congolese musicians who are based here in London?
The Congolese musicians, those who are here in London, yeah, there are many. So if I get a gig or we're going to play in a festival, I have to see those who are available and make it a team. I choose a team which we can go and perform. Because it's not for one musician, no. I choose the one who's free, we're going to play. That's why we call it Congo All Stars.
And since you formed this band, you've performed in many places, at many festivals, at many venues. You want to tell us about some of those experiences?
You know, the Congolese music, I played in, like here in London, like Queen Elizabeth Hall, Royal Festival Hall. I played in Glastonbury. I played in many venues. People that really love African music.
What's the next stage for you?
Next stage, I'm planning to go back home.
Home is Nairobi? Is it Kinshasa? Is it where exactly?
Africa is my home. But I can start from Kinshasa back to my second city, Nairobi.
How old are you now?
I'm now 67. When I play music, I feel alive. That's why I get some vitamin of life from music.
Okay. That's wonderful. We look forward to seeing you come back to Nairobi. What's the other song that we're going to play out with on Music Time in Africa?
African Lady is a single which I just released. It's Afrobeat, the beat which people like to dance nowadays. Like those coming from Nigeria, Ivory Coast. As we know, we also, our artists, we can't remain behind. We have to give people what they want.
Koko Kanyinda, an elder statesman of African music, and I'm so delighted to have met him here in London. As I hand you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Bill. That was a great interview. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. This next song is an oldie from around the late 1980s. It's by a combo group called Orchestra Muema Brothers Band. Their biggest hit was called Stella, but my favorite track is this one, Susumoi. It addresses grandmothers and the important role that they have as the backbone of the family. That was Susumoi by Orchestra Muema Brothers Band.
Your show, Music Time in Africa, presents the best of the old and new African songs that suits everyone's tastes, guaranteed.
This is Manuel Wanji's brand new single, Bole Bole, followed by the Yamoto Band featuring Rupi.
Bye. siku oe wewe Ruby. Ay Ruby, basi pupu zaga kiwewe. Niruhusu Ruby na mimi ni kuite baby.
Hapana.
Funika kombe mwana haramu apite.
Apite.
Mimi kwako wewe nitakifanya chochote.
Chochote.
Ruby si dada yangu kusema tumetoka wote.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Well, I've got one last song for you before closing down the shop today. And it's a goodie. Here's Mahatlini and Mahotella Queens with their 1987 super hit, Kazette. All right, and on the tail end of that magical song from 1987 South Africa, it's time to sign off. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I hope you come back next week. A special thank you also to Bill Odidi and Coco Kanyinda from London. Please note, guys, that a program change has gone into effect. The first 5 minutes now of every MTIA show brings you current news, so you can enjoy 5 minutes of current news at the top of the hour, and then I bring you my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC, and we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. And also, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Wow. Stay blessed, Africa. You're beautiful.